With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Montana Landlord Association is asking Governor Steve Bullock to end a directive that bars landlords from evicting or imposing fees on tenants who do not pay rent while the stay-at-home order is in place. The association says provisions from the recently passed CARES Act and other relief packages should allow tenants to pay rent, but it says there are no relief measures for landlords who remain on the hook for their own financial obligations. Bullock said at a press conference yesterday, people who are sheltering at home need to have a home.
And to be clear, even when we made that directive, this doesn't excuse anyone from paying. And there should be an expectation that everyone does pay their rent and pays their rent on time.
The association says if the ban on evictions continues and no economic assistance becomes available for landlords, it will consider a lawsuit against the state. The association also says the directive interferes with property rights and violates landlords' state constitutional rights. This week, Bullock extended both the stay-at-home directive and the ban on evictions through April 24th. The superintendent of Montana schools told districts to expect to finish out the academic year with distance learning amid the coronavirus outbreak. Superintendent Elsie Arnson said today she expects social distancing recommendations to remain in place, possibly into the summer. She's also suggesting postponing graduation ceremonies or finding alternative ways to celebrate. Montana has more than 360 cases of the virus and has seen 6 deaths. Just over 20,000 Montana residents filed new unemployment claims last week. The spring weather that brought Montana plenty of sunshine and afternoon highs in the upper 60s this week is about to be replaced with something very different. Edward O'Brien reports on this weekend's anticipated wintry conditions.
National Weather Service meteorologist Travis Booth says a shot of wintry weather moves into Montana tonight.
We have some cold Canadian air that's going to come over the divide and bring us some snowfall, also some strong winds, and the resultant cold temperatures that'll last into early next week.
Tomorrow's daytime highs could be almost 25 degrees colder than today.
So tomorrow we're looking at high temperatures only in the upper 30s to low 40s. Similar story for the high temperatures on Sunday. And then of interest also will be those morning lows. So on Sunday morning and again on Monday morning, we'll have low temperatures in the teens for the valleys. So those will be near record lows for the date.
Meaning newborn livestock will be at risk and sensitive vegetation will need to be protected. Winds will start to pick up this evening as the system drops into Montana. High winds will spread toward the southwest through tomorrow morning.
Gusts into the 40s would be pretty common for several areas. We do have some concern for localized tree damage. Flathead Lake area, Flathead Mission Valleys in particular.
The system could dump 6 to 12 inches of snow along the Continental Divide overnight. The Weather Service says that snow could lead to reduced visibility and slick roads along the divide. Billings may get up to 5 inches by the time it wraps up Saturday night. Great Falls could see 7 inches. The snow's expected to taper off Saturday evening, leading to just a trace of fresh accumulation in the valleys of west central Montana. A gradual warm-up is forecast for next week, with daytime highs creeping back up into the 50s by Tuesday. An improvement to be certain, but Booth says our normal high temperatures this time of year are in the 60s. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's largest electric utility says another company is hedging in on its plan to purchase a greater share of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Northwestern Energy's application to buy an added 25% share of Colstrip Unit 4 is currently before the Public Service Commission, which regulates energy in the state. Colstrip operator, Pennsylvania-based Talen Energy, now wants to claim half of that buy-in. Talen Energy spokesperson Taryn Williams writes the purchase is appealing because Talen would be able to sell energy back to Washington state-based Puget Sound over several years. She also writes that the added buy-in would give Talen more representation in the power plant, and the company is invested in Colstrip's continued economic viability. Northwestern Energy spokesperson Jody Black says this deal is beneficial even though the utility would secure at most half of what it initially proposed.
We're disappointed that Talen Energy, at the end of a lot of work by Northwestern Energy and Puget Sound Energy, has decided to exercise this right, because it cuts the value in half of what it would have gone to Montanans.
Northwestern writes, instead of buying 185 megawatts from Puget Sound for $1, it will now be able to buy only 93 megawatts for 50 cents. Northwestern writes it'll file added paperwork with the Montana Public Service Commission by the end of the month. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana has received 15 machines capable of rapidly returning COVID-19 test results, though state health officials say it will be several weeks before they can be used meaningfully. The Abbott Lab machines can process a single sample in 5 to 15 minutes. The state health lab runs a few hundred samples each day. Governor Steve Bullock yesterday said one of the Abbott machines was delivered to Shelby, where 18 people, including healthcare workers, are known to have the illness caused by the novel coronavirus, and 3 people have died from it. Bullock says the state is figuring out how to deploy the rest of the machines. He cautioned each machine only came with 24 tests and a handful are needed for calibration. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.